Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A freeze watch begins at 1 a.m. Wednesday morning and remains in effect until 9 a.m. Wednesday. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 64. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the University of Kansas wrapped up last week with their instructor who was caught with a statement being posted on social media that went viral and went on administrative leave, has officially left at the university. KSNT News reports that the statement that was made viral on social media garnered over 2 million views in less than 7 hours, advocating for those who may not support a female as president to be shot, as Professor Philip Locock was part of the Department of Health, Sports, and Exercise Science, as the university did release a statement over the weekend saying, quote, the free expression of ideas is essential to the functioning of our university and will fully support the academic freedom of our teachers as they engage in classroom instruction. And while we embrace our university's role as a place for all kinds of dialogue, violent rhetoric is never acceptable. In other news, an investigation is still ongoing in McPherson County after the courthouse was briefly evacuated Thursday evening last week after a bomb threat. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Mega savings at the Rocktober sales event going on at Rusty and Ford. Rock out to over 400 new Ford vehicles on our lot and save up to $12,500 discount off MSRP on 2023 F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years. Rock and roll with savings of 0% APR for 36 months. Or Rockstar savings on the 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months. Check out our huge selection at amazing rates on over 400 new Fords with savings up to $12,500 off MSRP on 2023 F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years, only at Rusty Eck Ford. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today. Paid $1,667 per thousand financed. Mach-E $1,389 per thousand financed. Excludes 2025 models. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Electric company crews from Evergy say that they are returning back home from helping out with hurricane relief efforts from Helene after being over on the East Coast for more than a week. As according to KSN News, that they were assisting with the Kentucky Power and Appalachian Power and restoring the region's power grid, with the state of Virginia releasing a statement on the helpers from Evergy saying, quote, we noticed several of your electric crews in Russell County, Virginia, in areas that were devastated by the hurricane. We want to thank Evergy for sending these crews to assist in restoring electricity to the area that has been without power for days. These sacrifices made in traveling. For them to reach the areas needing their services. One of the projects that was main focus was restoring a three-phase line system supplying power to cell and radio towers on a mountain within the area. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Association of County Officials announced at the end of last week that they have officially opened up a new office in the western portion of the state, with their western headquarters now located in Ogallala, Nebraska. As according to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska and John Cannon, the executive director of the Nebraska Association of County Officials, they say the new facility is helped to serve the entire state better by representing those in the Panhandle area.
Yeah, so we had the ribbon cutting for the opening of our facility here in Ogallala, our western headquarters. A few years ago, our board had gone through a top-to-bottom review of what we do, and there was a realization that in order for us to efficiently provide services to county officials across the state of Nebraska, just being it only based in Lincoln wasn't really going to be very efficient. In order for us to be able to deliver those resources more effectively, it was decided that we should have a western location, and we picked Ogallala.
Mid-America Network News.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners continued discussion at last week's meeting as to possible sale of land acquired east of Marysville for a new jail, and again made no decision. Any decision to sell the property would require unanimous approval. Blacktop and onyx ceiling projects were approved for 2025, including 4 miles of Cyclone Lane from U.S. 77 south of Waterville east to 8th Road, and ceiling sections of the Blacktop south of Blue Rapids and on the Herkimer Road. The combined project cost $665,000. A resolution was passed restricting commercial truck traffic on Cyclone Lane from U.S. 77 to 8th Road. Construction is to begin on a bridge in Oquito Township near the state line. Washington County Commissioners voted to give $1,400 to each of 7 cities requesting county parks and recreation money. Those include Morroville, Lynn, Washington, Vining, Clifton, Greenleaf, and Hanover. Lynn and Washington specifically requested the money go toward their playground projects. Public Works has suspended mowing due to continued dry conditions that could spark and create a grass fire. Nemahal County Commissioners voted to approve the 2025 budget after recent changes to lower the total for a rate of 36.09 mils, which is below the revenue neutral rate of 36.168 mils. They heard results have been returned from the housing study and will be forwarded to the Nemahal County Planning Commission for review. Extension and 4-H ambassadors were in attendance at last week's meeting and requested a proclamation for National 4-H Week, which was adopted. Marshall County Health Department continues outreach vaccine clinics Monday in Axtell at the Legion from 9 until 10:30, Summerfield Fire Station 11 to 12:30, Beatty at the Fire Station Monday from 1 to 2, then Tuesday at the Frankfort Nutrition Site from 9 to 10:30, and the Vermilion Community Center 11 until noon. Please bring insurance cards. Voter registration closes Tuesday. Early voting begins Wednesday, October 16th, at county clerk's offices, and mail-in ballots may be requested. Re-registration is necessary if you've moved or changed your name since the last election. You can also register at city clerk's offices in Marshall County or online at ksvotes.org.
Maurice Morris Fredericks, age 73, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m., from Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville, burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Morris Fredericks. Cheryl A. Gerstner, age 77, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m., from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort, burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Monday from 1 until 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Cheryl Gerstner. Roger O. Pullman, age 90, of Wymore, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday from 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Roger Pullman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna with garlic bread, salad, and fresh fruit. Tomorrow, lemon pepper fish, wild rice, Normandy blend, and plums. KUNY News Time 7:12.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. This year, it is very important to review your coverage as the Inflation Reduction Act has capped beneficiary out-of-pocket costs at $2,000 and added new programs to help pay out-of-pocket costs over time. Stop by Reed Insurance at 815 Broadway in downtown Marysville or reach me, Morgan Reed, at 785-727-4655. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 40s. Easterly winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Northeast winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Then clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid 60s, then clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly sunny and warmer throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, south winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35, then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 35. Still more sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. A slight chance for some rain showers into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 70, record high on this date 94. Average low temperature 45, the record low 28. This morning we hit a low of 32. Sunrise this morning 7:36. Sunset this evening at 6:50.
Ring in the holiday season with Reflections Keepsake Ornament Debut from now until October 20th. This is your first chance to get your hands on over 150 newly released Hallmark Keepsake Ornaments. Start checking gifts off your list with Reflections in downtown Marysville Keepsake Ornament Debut from now until October 20th. Open Monday through Saturday, Reflections in Marysville as always.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Big loss, huge loss, all in one spot Sunday. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. One game left on the Week 6 docket in the NFL. That's the Monday night matchup for the Bills and Jets on the heels of the Jets' coaching change. What other coaching seats are hot? Perhaps Dallas? Jerry Jones says he's not considering a change, but the Cowboys taking a 38-point loss at home to the Lions yesterday. Largest home loss under Jones' ownership. Lions won the game 47-9, but they lose Aiden Hutchinson to a broken tibia. Nasty injury. He was carted off to the hospital, had immediate surgery. Ravens beat Washington in a battle that lived up to the hype. Ravens a win over the Giants in the Sunday night game, 17-7. Eagles by 4 over the Browns. Coach Nick Sirianni clapping back at fans who taunted him. Jaguars fall to the Bears in London. Jags are 1-5. They stay in London and play the Patriots next week. Patriots lose by 20 to the Texans. Houston is now 5-1. Steelers a 19-point win in Las Vegas over the Raiders. Buccaneers, after being displaced by last week's hurricane, roll over the Saints, 51-27.
You look at DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, the Honey Badger.
Cam had a pick.
No doubt about it. Like, they got really good defensive players, and for that defense to give up 51 points in that building, that was a surprise, especially for the head coach, Dennis Allen, who's a defensive coach. I know Carr's out. Rattler performed well for a rookie. Okay. He performed okay. Your defense has to pick up a rookie quarterback, and the Saints defense couldn't do that today.
Saints defense giving up 594 yards. That's a franchise record for the Bucs offense. Falcons beat the Panthers. Carolina's fifth straight home loss. Baseball, Dodgers take game one of the NLCS 9-0 over the Mets. Dodgers haven't given up a run in 33 innings. They play game two today. Then it's game one of the ALCS, Yankees and Guardians. You can hear the games on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Coming off its win over OU, Texas picks up more votes, remains number one in the AP poll. NHL seeing three home teams win of the four games yesterday. The exception is Edmonton, which is 0-3.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Meet Brian. He just got $5,000, and it was pretty easy. I'll tell you how in 10 seconds. Brian needed cash help. After being rejected by banks, he tried 27cash.com. Told them how much he needed, even let them know he had bad credit. In minutes, 27cash.com found a lender who deposited $5,000 into his bank account the very next day. If you need cash help, even if you have bad credit, go to 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We need cash help.
We should go to 57cash.com.
With our bad credit?
57cash.com helps all credit types. They partner with over 100 lenders to help even people with bad credit get approved for up to $10,000. And cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
Wow.
When you need cash help, go to 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
For fast and reliable towing service, look towards Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville. This is Andrew Crownover. With our 24/7 towing service, if you're stuck on the side of the road, just call 785-713-0562 and we'll come pick you up. More than just towing, we can service and repair any problem or take your vehicle to the shop of your choice. If you find yourself on the side of the road, call on Crownover.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. With some important earnings reports due out this week, stocks were poised to open higher this morning. The Dow Jones gained over 400 points on Friday and headed into the weekend at 42,864. The S&P added 0.6%. The NASDAQ tacked on a third on Friday. Payroll cuts are coming to Boeing. In the midst of a strike that has over 30,000 machinists on the picket line, the plane maker says it needs to trim its worldwide workforce by 10%, about 17,000 people. Boeing lost a record $5 billion in the third quarter. It's been forced to delay deliveries of new aircraft to companies around the world. And no more Slurpees in some neighborhoods. The Japanese parent to 7-Eleven says it's closing nearly 450 underperforming stores nationwide because of slowing sales and decreased foot traffic. The company blames inflationary pressures and a decline in cigarette purchases. It hasn't said which of the 13,000 7-Eleven stores would be shuttered. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Good Monday morning. Sims Bank with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Now, production forecasts for our nation's corn and soybean crops were just adjusted from the previous month. That's per United States Department of Agriculture's October crop production report, as USDA's Rod Bain has the full report.
A mixed bag of production adjustments recorded in USDA's October crop production forecast. The latest projections released Friday show a less than 1% increase in corn production from the previous month, coinciding with a slight adjustment up in corn yields. Soybean production forecasts month over month, however, were lowered slightly. Yet both production and yields for this year's bean crop are expected to be record highs. Cotton production forecast down 2% from September, again attributed to a lower yield forecast for the crop. The first U.S. all-orange production forecast for the season, down 5% from the 2023-24 final utilization. The numbers making up that forecast include Florida production down 16% from last season's final utilization, with survey work finalized prior to Hurricane Helene's arrival last month.
Now, in other news, 47 Democratic members of Congress have asked the Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan to ban the use of the herbicide Paraquat. The lawmakers, led by Texas Congressman Greg Kassar, told Regan the chemical is particularly dangerous for farm workers. The EPA says it has yet to find a scientific link between the use of the herbicide and Parkinson's disease. At the end of January 2024, EPA released a report on the ongoing review of Paraquat. Due to the significant human health and environment concerns associated with Paraquat, roughly 70 countries have banned or discontinued the use of the chemical, including China, Brazil, the European Union, and Canada. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Another case involving the waters of the United States and a farmer has gone to court. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen discusses the case and what the court has currently decided. He explains why the Environmental Protection Agency decided to sue this Idaho operation.
Well, we've got a case out of Idaho that has taken the Sackett opinion from the Supreme Court in May of 2023 and applied what the Supreme Court said to this ranching operation in central Idaho. And what happened was that the EPA came in and claimed that the ranch had discharged pollutants into a navigable water of the United States, which was a river that went through the ranch, and associated wetlands that they said were adjacent to that river, without having a Clean Water Act discharge permit. And it was the EPA and the Corps of Engineers then that notified the ranch that they were going to start investigating potential violations of the Clean Water Act.
McOwen says what the EPA found.
The EPA ultimately sued the ranch, claiming they had made illegal discharge of pollutants by constructing multiple road crossings across the river and across the wetlands, which impeded the flow of the water and polluted the river, and that they were mining sand and gravel from the river, and that they had a center pivot irrigation system that disturbed the wetlands that they claimed were under their jurisdiction. And so the EPA wanted an injunction that would shut the ranch down. And the ranch moved to dismiss the case, and the court granted the motion and dismissed it, saying, well, EPA, in your pleading, you didn't sufficiently specify that the wetlands at issue had a continuous surface connection with the river to be considered indistinguishable from the river. And the court said, no, you have to give specific allegations at the pleading stage, and they didn't do that. And since they failed to state a claim upon which the court could grant relief, they dismissed it. But they gave the EPA a chance to amend their complaint. They had to do that within 30 days of the court's order.
He explains what this case could mean for farmers and ranchers.
Well, I think it means that the Sackett test is going to be really beneficial to farmers and ranchers and rural landowners in general. And the government just can't come in and claim that your wet area, which might be adjacent to a navigable water course, such as a river, without specifying where the river ends and the wetland begins. In other words, there has to be a continuous surface connection between the two.
That was K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen with a recent court case involving waters of the United States and an Idaho farming operation. Read more at www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks, Vietra 77 Livestock. It is a Monday. Hey, a pretty good Monday, and it sounds like maybe some rain in the forecast. Certainly get rid of a little bit of dust and give these calves and cows a chance to breathe. So let's hope for some rain here later in the week. Well, it's a 11 o'clock start here today, and certainly going to be a good day. The markets, 187 to 188 in the cash. Deliveries last week on the steer and heifers, 296 in the carcass, so that market is still good. The auction market on the calves is alive and well, and looks to be a good fall. Here at 12 o'clock here today, we'll get in the small square bales of alfalfa. There is 80 bales total, second cut. In the big round alfalfa, there's 68 third cut at 1587. Round alfalfa, second cut, 48. Second cut, 16. Third cut, 16. First cut, there is 8. In the round prairie, 12. Round brome, 8. The brome weigh 16. 27. In the calf department today, a nice run here. Certainly a good run of bulls and cows here this morning. Right there at 12:30, we'll get into the nice calves of Bombs out of Tecumseh's. Got 6 black bull and heifers, a 2-week wean and a vac, 300 to 400. Boynton out of Nehaka, 12 black and black baldy steers and heifers are going to be weaned and vac, 300 to 550. Klaman's got a nice set out of Fairbury, 27 black red steer and heifers coming off the cow. They do have a double vac, 450 to 650. Stance out of Palmyra, 7 black steers. They're going to be August Wayne with a September vac, 400 to 500. Pashold out of First got 18 black baldy steers and heifers, September Wayne, August vac, 400 to 550. Sullivan out of Martell's got 11 black baldy steer and heifers, 4-week wean, 700. And the Seward Wolverton Bulls are 7 Red Bulls, 60 Day Wayne, and a Spring Vec, 5-670. Now we'll be catching more calves here today, and certainly a very nice run next week is the way it's worked with weaning and vaccination. A little shorter here today, but really start to roll into those wean vaccinated calves next week. We talked last week about an added value. Certainly be looking at a 30-day wean up to a 45 is ideal. Vaccination, of course, and we'd appreciate to be able to look at the cattle and maybe add some value with teaming up with other nice groups of cattle. So certainly give us a call, Alicia, Rick or Denny, along with Gail Harden and Ryan Sommerhalder. Certainly appreciate the business. So give us a call, and we'll certainly be out there on the farm. Well, coming up Saturday is the Hits Auction. That will be at the Gage County Fairground, a really nice household sale. A 2019 Forge Edge titanium SUV, 30,000 miles on it, one-owner type car, along with a super nice household sale. So come out and see us at Gage County Fairgrounds, 10 a.m., and you can certainly go to Beatrice77.net and check out the sale bill under the auctioneers. Again, thanks for the business. Have a great day, and as you know the way we go, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
Small lawns need as much maintenance as large ones, but the techniques are often different. Some fall lawn care advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 14th, the 288th day of the year. Our 34th President Dwight Eisenhower was born on this day in 1890, and in 1947, test pilot Chuck Yeager became the first person to break the sound barrier. If you only feed your lawn once a year, fall is the most critical time. And here's a few clever tips for fertilizer applications. If you have a small lawn, there is no need for a full-blown spreader. You can make your own from a coffee can. Punch holes in the bottom and use it like a giant salt shaker. To avoid getting fertilizer on your shoes, walk backwards as you work. And if you have trouble getting an even application, try this trick. Mix a little flour in with the lawn food. The white powder is easy to see and it won't harm your lawn. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, 32 degrees this morning. What a contrast from middle 90s heading into the weekend. Yeah, could be some frost early morning, if not tonight, perhaps tomorrow night, overnight. Middle 60s on the high side today.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be conducting a special stock town bull sale Wednesday, May the 1st, starting at 11 a.m. on the first and second calf heifer pairs, which includes 225 fancy Angus, black white face, red Angus, and Charley heifers, with Angus, Sim Angus, and red Angus sired 30 to 75 day old calves by side. These pairs will be sold in lots to suit the buyer's needs. Bred heifers include 25 fancy home raised Angus and Sim Angus heavy bred heifers. Fall cows include 20 black cows, they'll be 4 and 5 years old, and 9 red Angus cows running ages, all bred for August or October calving. Cow-calf pairs include 17 polled Hereford cows, they'll be 4 years to short and solid. They'll have AI-sired polled Hereford calves by side, plus several other consignments of cow-calf pairs and bred calves. We'll also be selling some replacement heifers. Breeding bulls offered will include 22 Angus, Sim-Angus, Simmental, Gelvie, Balancer, and Polled Hereford bulls, 14 months to 3 years of age. For more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, May 1 at the Manhattan Commission Company, starting at 11 a.m., please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, after their bye week, the Kansas State Wildcats came back in strong fashion, moving on up the AP national polls as they ended up taking on the Colorado Buffalo and winning 31-28 on Saturday. It was a close one going into the half with the Wildcats only up by one touchdown, but coming back strong out of the gate in the third quarter as the Wildcats put a total of 423 yards on the board for the game and dominating in rushing yards with 185. The Buffaloes wrapping up the game with negative 29 yards in rushing in total. The victory puts the Wildcats at 5-1 for the regular season. The Buffaloes fall to 4-2. Kansas State is now sitting number 17 nationwide as they go into next week's game on the road against the West Virginia Mountaineers. For Jayhawk football, it was an off week as they had their bye week. They're coming back again this coming week as they are back home in Manhattan taking on Houston with an afternoon kickoff on Saturday this coming up week at 2:30. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Marysville High girls tennis team sending six to the state tournament for a third straight year as the girls hosted regional and won that for a second consecutive year Saturday. Qualifying for state, Grace Winkler, Mikaya Urban, Aubrey Veering, Kate Fries, Ava Spicer, and Grace Turner.
Friday night football action, Rock Creek beat Marysville 31-14, Wamego took Chapman 56-16. Clay Setter over Concordia 28-0. Frankfort handled Blue Valley 54-8. Axtell beat St. Paul 68-0. Hanover took Wakefield 68-0. Washington County fell to Rock Hills 54-6. Lynn beat Pike Valley 58-30. Valley Heights over Harrington 54-8. Centralia took Horton 46-0. Diller O'Dell over Dorchester 54-19. Sutton beat Southern 56-18.
On a homecoming matchup versus the Blue Valley Rams on a Friday night, the Frankfort Wildcats were dominated 54-8 as they pick up the fifth win of the year. It was a tight contest in the first quarter. Lane Lewizo broke open our scoring with a 35-yard punt return for a touchdown at the 8:40 mark. Blue Valley turned around, turned it over on downs on the next offensive possession. Frankfort punched it in with a 2-yard run by quarterback Wes Anderson. 2-point conversion, no good, making it 20-0. As the clock expired on the first quarter, Blue Valley ran it in for a 2-yard touchdown run of their own, 2-point conversion, making it good, 12-8. 2 1-yard touchdown runs by Lane Lewizo in the second quarter made it 26-8 at halftime, and Frankfort never looked back in the second half as they forced 2 interceptions thrown and recovered an onside kick in the third quarter, making this contest 54-8. Wes Anderson, unofficially on the evening, 15 for 21, 347 yards, and 2 passing touchdowns. Meanwhile, senior Lane Belizo pitched in 18 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns, 5 receptions for 74 yards, and that punt return for a touchdown. Frankfort now moves on to 5-1 on the season. Meanwhile, Blue Valley drops to 3-3. Again, your final score, Frankfort 54, Blue Valley 8. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this is Max Blasky.
The Mac Lee Show, holding the town, spoiling senior night for the Marysville Bulldogs as the Rock Creek Mustangs defeated Marysville 31-14. Lee with 3 touchdown passes, 5 yards to Donovan DeVita, first quarter, 41 yards to Dawson Rinkin, second quarter, 18 yards to Eli Bell in the third quarter before Marysville scored on a 72-yard touchdown pass from Willow Tott to Brody Lawrence. Willow Tott carried for the deuce, and it was 21-8. Mack Lee on a 65-yard quarterback keeper with just under 3 minutes to play in the third quarter put it away, and he added a field goal 32 yards early in the fourth quarter. Marysville's final score, 42 yards, Keegan Waters to Brody Lawrence, unsuccessful on the conversion. The final, Rock Creek 31, Marysville 14. Both teams come away 5-1 on the season. Marysville at Chapman Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
KNDY. afraid to let this moment go. Touching your skin and your hair falling slow. When a goodbye kiss feels like this, don't you wanna stay?
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A freeze watch begins at 1 a.m. Wednesday morning and remains in effect until 9 a.m. Wednesday. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 64. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35 degrees.
Kyle's Service Center is cheering for the Pawnee City Indians fall sports teams. The sportsmanship, fine skill, dedication, and team spirit displayed by the talented guys and girls is sure to bring them the victory. Good luck, teams, from all your supportive friends and loyal fans at Kyle's Service Center in Pawnee City. Axtell Truss Manufacturing Incorporated knows everyone can count on the Axtell Eagles fall sports teams to raise the roof at the events this week. The talented athletes have worked and practiced hard, so go for the wins, guys and girls, and good luck. From your proud fans at Axtell Truss Manufacturing Incorporated, Western National Bank is proud of the Southern High School fall sports teams, wishing all of them a victorious and successful season. The athletes have worked hard, and their determination is sure to pay off in upcoming events. Good luck and go Raiders from your fans at Western National Bank in Wymore. Member FDIC.